Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. Welcome to Minisode Monday. This is our weekly shot of personal development espresso, just the quick and dirty stuff right here so you can kick the week off, right? I'm happy to be here. I'm here with my friend Cole Hatter, who runs an event called Thrive. I'm going to be the MC this year. Give us like the 30-second Thrive spiel, Cole.
Thrive is a three-day conference where, like you just heard, my man Jordan Harbinger is going to MC it. Get a little out of the comfort zone, right?
Yeah.
You've never done that before,
but
you're going to kill it. And it's around business. It's we bring in 26 different entrepreneurs, people like Gary Vaynerchuk, Robert Hirschfeld from Shark Tank, Grant Cardone. Those have all been there in the past. This year, we've got a lot of amazing speakers coming out to teach entrepreneurs how to make more money. And then what makes us special is we teach our attendees how to make their money matter by building businesses that are for-purpose businesses. They don't just make money. They make an impact or contribute to some type of social cause or initiative so that while you have income-breaking quarters financially, you have record-breaking quarters of the impact and difference in the world you're making as well. And it's pretty special. And we're looking forward to having you MC it, bro.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. Now, tell us something that's going to improve our week, man. Enough of this jibber-jabber.
Yeah, so I see a lot of people struggle to make decisions. And, you know, one thing about decisions is we are all the product of our decisions. Maybe I can't decide what color eyes I have, but certainly where I live and who I hang out with and being buddies with you, et cetera. And so one of the things that I love helping people do is make more confident decisions to end up with happier, healthier, more productive and fulfilling lives that I know could really impact the AOC family. So this is kind of a three-part conversation. The third part is how to do this. The first two parts are kind of the framework or the groundwork to do so that when you get faced with a decision, you have the skill sets in place to make the right decision. So part one, and this is a little bit of a homework or a drill for the listeners to go ahead and do, are to create absolute truths or core values or beliefs, whatever you want to call them. I personally call them absolute truths in the following four areas of your life. Number one is relationships. Number two is your business and career. Number three is your health. And number four is spirituality, right? Whether you believe in God or the universe, whatever, we all are spiritual beings. And so there are things that I absolutely must have 100% in alignment in those four areas for me to say yes to any decision. For context, I'll give you a quick two examples. For business, I want autonomy. No matter how great the opportunity is, I will never say yes to any income source, whether it's a career, job, or business that requires me to be in a specific place for a specific period of time. You, Jordan, anywhere you have internet and a microphone, you're in business, right? I mean, obviously you've got a fancy studio, but you get the point.
Yeah.
So hosting a show would be, you know, in alignment with that. When it comes to health, I choose not to do heavy recreational drugs. No judgment of those that do.
Just light recreational drugs.
Yeah, just, you know, some here and there. But no, because regardless of people's feelings of how drug use should or shouldn't be, I can't see any benefits to my body and my health. So I've never done drugs. I never wanted to do drugs. Part of that's how I was raised. But really, I don't see it benefiting my body. So as far as health, that's out of my core value. So part one, I have 11 absolute truths that I will not compromise on. So I would encourage your listeners to take some time to create what are called, again, core values, beliefs, or absolute truths around those four areas of their lives. And this will help you not to compromise your value system. It will help you stay in alignment with what you want your life to look like, and you will have less regrets. Part two is to acknowledge what type of decisions or moments we have in life. And there are only ever two. There are inconsequential moments. And what an inconsequential moment is that no matter what you say, think, or do, nothing in your life changes. It's what color shirt am I going to wear today? What flavor ice cream am I going to order? What kind of dinner am I going to get off this restaurant, this menu? It doesn't matter. And then there are what are called defining moments, which is the exact opposite. Everything you say, think, or do is going to change your life forever. There's no going straight. It's either left or right. So that's the second part, is to acknowledge that when we make decisions, they're either inconsequential or defining. Now, the inconsequential moments very clearly are not big deal, nothing to really worry about. Let's talk about how to make the right decisions in defining moments. And this is the lesson right here. When you come to a defining moment, here's the right decision to make. Number one, you want to ask yourself, what are all my options? Make sure that you have all the information that you need before you make a decision. I see a lot of people very hastily make the wrong decision because they only had a third or half the information they needed. So number one, ask yourself, what are all your options, and make sure you have the information. Then number two, lay them out there and decide what are the possible outcomes. Okay, I've got three or four options. What are the possible outcomes of each of these options? And once you have an idea of what those outcomes will be, the third and final is choose the outcome that is most congruent with your absolute truths. And so that's why part one was defining those core values, beliefs, or absolute truths, because it creates the framework or the boundaries within where all your decision making happens. And I think that most people who make decisions that they later regret was because they were making decisions that were way out of alignment of who they even wanted to be as a human being anyway.
Right. Like short term, I need the money, even though this sounds awful, and I'll just do it for a year and then I'll quit or something like that.
And then you blink, it's 5 years, and then you blink, it's a career, and you're filled with regret. Totally. Right. And also, we're in the habit of making so many inconsequential moments all day long that when it comes to a defining moment, we are in the habit of just however we feel. Like, I feel like wearing a black shirt. I feel like having vanilla ice cream. Oh, and I feel like I'll marry this person. Whoa, that's a defining moment. Take some time to run this through. Number one, let's just use marriage since I threw that out there. Yeah. Is this person in alignment with my core values of who I want to be as an individual? Being married now, how does this complement that, right? And then what are your possible options, I guess, right? Is there anyone else that should be marrying? Maybe that's a bad example, but you get the point. And then the most important one, though, is to be making decisions that are in alignment with those absolute truths. So hopefully this framework helps people as far as the drill or the action steps. Step one is create those core beliefs or those values or absolute truths, as I call them, right now, so that when you come to a defining moment, again, you're not wondering what you should do. It's very clearly laid out in front of you that will then not be a decision you regret. Even if it's a hard decision to make, it won't be one that you will regret, and it will ultimately make you happier, healthier, more productive, or having a more fulfilling life.
Cole, thanks, man. This stuff is great because I think you're right. A lot of us, we do make these big decisions in one of two ways. We either overthink it, but we're not looking at actual criteria, right? We're just overthinking it and going through worst case scenarios in our head and being scared and procrastinating. Or we often do the same thing like you mentioned, where we say, should I have lunch at Taco Bell, or should I just, cook at home, or should I go out with my friend? I'll have some noodles, right? And we do the same thing for, should I accept this job? I mean, I really don't like it, but I'm just going to do it for a short period of time. And it solves this sort of immediate problem of me being hungry or me needing money. And those can not just turn into long careers or bad decisions later on down the line, but they add up to make you miserable over time. Well, I'm in this job that I don't really like, with this person I don't really like, and I took the job because I needed money, and I'm in the relationship because it was convenient, or, because we've been together for a while. And then suddenly these things start to compound on itself, and you start to accept that that's the way things just are. And that's what leads to this sort of dangerous downward spiral.
Totally. And what you're talking about is making a long-term decision to solve a short-term problem. And I think that that's what a lot of people do wrong too, is short-term problem, I want some more money now, long-term decision, I'm now in a career. And so I totally get it. And hopefully this framework helps people make decisions that are more in alignment with who they are meant to be and want to be as a person.
Cole, thanks so much, man.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
Also, everybody, let me know how this goes over the next few weeks and months as you integrate this into your life. Tweet at me at The Art of Charm on Twitter. Let me know how that's working out for you. And don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. It'll help you connect better with others, create more productive personal and business relationships. There's step-by-step challenges to help you move forward. And there's a Facebook group with thousands of other AOC family taking the challenge as well. If you want to join in on that, text AOC to 38470. That's AOC to 38470. Or go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get rocking. And Cole, tell us when and where Thrive is one more time.
Thrive is September 29th through October 1st in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And it's going to be freaking rad, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. That's 2017, because some people might be listening to this in the future in their car. And their flying car, and they'll be like, oh, it's coming right up. Oh, man, that was 2017. So don't miss it. I'll be the MC. It should be a lot of fun. Go to attendthrive.com, and you can learn all about it.
And for anyone that wants to join us, Jordan, at checkout, you can just use the promo code AOC, and that will, regardless of what the ticket prices are, bring them all the way down to what they were at super early bird prices. So we appreciate you coming out for a third year in a row. Really excited to have you be our MC. So to thank you and your community, want to hook them up with a discount. That's AOC at checkout to get the cheapest possible ticket price ever, period.
Right, so you can procrastinate all you want and you'll still get the same prices.
Okay, maybe I should do some fear of loss. That's only good for this minute now.
Yes, that's only good for this year's event. All right, thanks, Cole.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's kajabi.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners, I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Have a great week.